After a string of mass shootings across the U.S. this year, gun sales have spiked, driven largely by first-time gun owners, according to NPR. But what are restrictions like for Georgia gun owners? Here to talk about Georgia gun laws with us is retired probate judge Susan Tate. Thanks for joining us today.
It's good to be here, Chris.
Well, as a probate court judge, you issued weapons carry licenses. Can you walk us through what a weapons carry license actually is?
It's a piece of identification similar to a driver's license.
Okay.
It's only good for 5 years. So one reason a lot of people in Georgia want a weapons carry license is because in our state, our licenses serve as an alternate permit, meaning they can, within the period that the license is valid, buy as many weapons as they want without having to undergo the standard background check.
Tell us a little bit more about what the process is like for getting a carry license.
An application has to be completed. Then we have 5 days to request that law enforcement conduct a background check. And then law enforcement has 10 days to return the background check to us. The background check includes a criminal history, and it also includes a NICS check. If their name is on the NICS indices, then that person is not eligible for a weapons carry license. But in addition to checks, criminal history across the country, not just Georgia.
This is already quite an involved process, and yet there are some holes where some things might get missed.
One hole in our databases regards our reporting of mental health records. There's a provision in the Georgia law that requires the Georgia Crime Information Center to remove a person's name from the mental health list once they've been on it for 5 years. So there are a lot of people who are coming off that database, even though they're still prohibited under federal law, but we're not going to know who they are when the background check done. Another problem is that private hospitals have never reported. They're not required to report.
Well, how about just the process of buying a firearm in Georgia? Do you need a permit or a license to purchase and own a gun?
You don't need a license to buy a gun, but you will have to undergo a background check. Federally, firearms license dealers, they are required to conduct a background check. There are loopholes involving gun shows, internet sales, and private sales of weapons between just two people, neither of whom is a licensed weapons dealer. Some states require background checks in those situations. Georgia does not.
What might be some of the things that you might have on your record that wouldn't be considered prohibitive?
Forcible misdemeanors is a big category. We used to have, as a state prohibitor, anyone who's convicted of a forcible misdemeanor, for example, stalking or aggravated stalking, would not be prohibitors now because Georgia loosened its law at one point and decided we don't want forcible misdemeanors to be a prohibitor.
Retired probate judge Susan Tate, thanks for stopping by Athens News Matters today.
You're so welcome.